Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the heart of man was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Man, I cast demons out. If a person twitched, if a person coughed, if a person had anything, I thought it was a demon. And I got so demon conscious, we started casting demons out. We had people that were high on dope that would come to us, and we would cast the demons out, and boom, just like that, they were completely sober. It wasn't just physical. It was demonic. We saw miracles happen. We saw demons cast out. But the downside of it was I became so demon conscious that in my prayer time, I would spend an hour a day or 2 hours a day rebuking the devil and binding this. And it finally dawned on me, I was spending more time in my quote unquote prayer time talking to the devil than I was God. And I became so demon conscious that all of a sudden demonic things started happening to me. I had things where demons physically fought me. I would have dreams and I'd wake up and it wasn't just a dream. I'd be bleeding. Things that happened, I would be awake and I had things strangling me when there's nothing around. I was physically wrestling with demons. I know that they're real. But you know what? The Lord showed me, he says, I'm the one who gave place to them by spending so much time thinking about the devil. And long story, but when I finally just decided that, hey, I'm going to quit focusing on the devil. I'm going to spend my prayer time praying instead of talking to the devil. And I started focusing on God, and it's now been 40-something years, and I've never had another demonic manifestation. It wasn't because I was in sin. It wasn't because I was rebelling at God, but I was giving place to the devil. I was impressed with his powers, and I was thinking and magnifying him by my attention on him. And I finally just decided that I'm going to forget focusing on the devil, and I focus on God, and I don't have any demonic manifestations. Now, I have people around me that have demons, and I cast demons out of them, but I'm saying it doesn't bother me anymore. So even in that situation, I, in a sense, caused that by my fear, by my preoccupation with the devil. If you're depressed, I can guarantee you the reason you're depressed is because you are preoccupied with all of your problems instead of thinking about all that God has done for you. It goes back to a heart deal. It's not your hormones. It's not your chemical imbalance. It's not because it's your time of the month. There's a lot of you using that as an excuse to act like the devil 2 days out of every month. I'm telling you, there are reasons why Satan is able to do some stuff and others, and it all comes back to this heart level. You get your heart right, and as your heart goes, that's the way that your life is going to go. And the only one that can change your heart is God. The government can't change your heart. Circumstances can't change your heart. God's the only one. Look over here in Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8 is quoting from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 and following. And here in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, it says, for finding fault with them, talking about the Old Testament laws and commandments, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. That's just a way of saying that God is going to change your heart so that somebody doesn't have to just tell you about the Lord and you take their word for it and follow what they have to say, but you will know God on a heart level. Every person will have their own personal relationship and revelation from the Lord is what he's talking about. And in verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Let me give you just a couple of more scriptures here, and I'm going to quit tonight. But in Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. And then Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, I believe it is. So 36, 24 says, and I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you unto your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I shall give your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Did you know that these are prophesying the New Testament? And again, Hebrews chapter 8 quoted these verses to show that this is what we have today, brothers. God has changed us on a heart level. And it's all from the heart. If we would change our heart, if we would nurture our heart, if we would educate our heart as to what God has done, then your actions would just follow. You know, I was over in Germany preaching on this, and my interpreter did not like what I was saying, and he was not going with me very well. And I got to a place where I am right now, and I was trying to say that, you know what? Because my heart has changed, I commit all the adultery that I want to commit. Because my heart's changed. I don't want to commit adultery. I lie. All I want to lie, but I don't want to lie because God's changed my heart. So I was saying this, and this interpreter wasn't liking what I said. So when I got to the point where I said, I commit all the adultery I want to, he just freaked. And he went and started preaching his own message. And anyway, we had to finally ask him to sit down and get somebody else to interpret. People just misunderstand what I'm saying, but I'm saying that God's changed my heart. I am not trying to grit it and, you know, just hold on with white knuckles and say, oh, Jesus, please help me to not commit adultery. I talked to a man tonight who had struggled with this problem of adultery and stuff. And you know what? If you get your heart changed, you won't commit adultery. It's not a matter of somebody, you know, this is the reason that I hadn't got time to explain this. Some of you will misunderstand what I'm saying, but this is the reason I'm not into these accountability groups. Amen. Where you call somebody up and say, I'm struggling with pornography. I'm struggling with this. Would you please hold me accountable and stuff like that? You know what? You can manipulate people. And if the only thing that's keeping you from going out and being unfaithful to your mate is the fact that somebody's going to find out about it and you're going to be in trouble, then you got a heart problem. What you need to do is go beyond that. Maybe that's okay in a sense, but you need to go below that, beyond that, and get your heart changed to where you love God, to where you love your mate. And then you don't have to struggle. I'm not struggling trying to be faithful to Jamie. I love Jamie and I love God, and it's not a problem. Amen. I'm not even tempted because my heart's been changed. There's some of you that, man, it's hard for you to serve the Lord. You know why? Because your heart's not changed. On a heart level, you're still wrong. You're still indulging in thinking the wrong things. And that's not the way to do it. The Christian life is not just difficult, it's impossible in the flesh. You have to get your heart changed, and the Lord will change you. And then you start living the Christian life just as an overflow of what God's already done. You know, I know that there's people that don't like this kind of ministry because you came here to be built up, to be encouraged, to get something so you could run the aisle. And you just wanted a pep rally. You don't want to learn anything. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you would learn these basics that I'm talking about, it would change your approach to everything. It's because the church has not educated their people that we have like 70-something percent of the American public believing that people are at their core really good people, and all we need is just to remove the hindrances and the problems and the hurts that they've had, and everything will be okay. That's not true. You need to learn these basics, and they need to become foundational. And so tonight what I've done is just try and introduce you to our need for a new heart. And then tomorrow I'm going to start talking about what happens when you get a new heart and how you begin to release it. But first of all, we got to recognize what the problem is. The problem isn't society. The problem isn't my lack of education or my lack of money. The problem is your heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you don't like the way you are, look at your heart. Change your heart. Change the way you think in your heart, and it will change your experience. And some people say, well, I don't like this. It was comfortable to blame everybody else for my problems. But you know what? As long as society is your problem, or the color of your skin, or your lack of education, you can't change that stuff. Now, you can change your education, but you can't change the country that you're living in. You can't change the color of your skin. There's things that you can't change, and it makes you the victim.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the heart of man. This five-part series was recorded at the 2017 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM293 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Now remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are blessed by this program, and yet you have never contacted us. And you know what? I'm glad to minister to you. That's not a problem. But the Scripture does say that if you've been blessed spiritually, that you need to give back financially. We couldn't make our materials available to people if nobody helped us. And we have over 50% of the people that contact us that don't send a penny, and they get their materials. And so for those of you who are blessed, and if God has blessed you, and if you are able, I would like to ask you to pray about becoming a part and being one of our partners that enables us to minister to these other people who are in crisis. So we have some information that we'd like to share with you. Please call or write and become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries today.